Well, so we continue today in Simon Kuf Tes Sif Beis. The Shulchan Aruch writes the following: Maschil lehispala l'mshliach tzibor. If a person begins to daven together with the shliach tzibor, kishiagiem shliach tzibor l'nachdishcha, yomar imo mila b'mila kol hakedusha k'moshu omer. So a person says the entire kedusha together with the shliach tzibor to chazan mila b'mila, literally word for word. V'chein yomar. The Chain Yomar, Imo Mila Bamila, Berchas Akela Kadosh, Uberchas Shamea Tfila, and also ideally one should try to say with the Shliach Tzibor, Mila Bamila, word for word, the Bracha Vakela Kadosh, as well as Shamea Tfila, the Gamichavin Keshiagia Shliach Tzibor Lamodim, Yagia Gamhu Lamodim. Similarly, when the Shliach Tzibor gets up to Modim, the individual petitioner, the Davener, also should go ahead and get up to Modim. Oh, La Tov. So the idea over here is that being able to go ahead and essentially align one's tefillah together with the shliach tzibor allows one to go ahead and A, take advantage of certain recitations, and B, not be poreish from the tzibor, not separate oneself in a behavioral sense from what the rest of the tzibor is doing. Therefore, if it's possible for him to align these various things with the shliach tzibor, that is certainly best. Hago, so that Ramo says, "Aval chatchila lo yaschil ad achas she'amar kiddusha v'akel hakadosh elishim hutzrach laaschil mikoach she'shaver to this mokula tefillah dina hachi." So remember that Ramo says, but 1 second. We spoke about the idea earlier that halacha lemaisa, ideally it's better to wait until after the shliach tzibor says kaddish and then to begin your kedusha afterwards. Excuse me, your shmona esrei afterwards. So the Ramah just adds in that this case of the mechaber must be referring to a situation where either time is running out and I'm nervous I'm going to miss zman tefila, or the second possibility is I already said the bracha of gal yisrael. There's a need to juxtapose geula letfila, but under normal circumstances it would be better to wait until after the shliach tzibor or goes ahead and says Kaddish, excuse me, Kiddusha, before starting Shmona Esrei, writes the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot in Yudalet, Avala Chatchila, Ubesefer Eliyahu Rabbe Herich, Mikama Poskim, Dafir Lachatchila Mutar Lahaschil Im HaShliach Tzibor B'Shaveh. That one is technically permitted lechatzila to go ahead and begin with the shliach tzibor at the same time. But I am bechay adam shemash mamine de al kol panim b'shachres bevadei shlakel boze kedei shlo yitzarich lahamtin kolkach b'shir chadosh ayn sham vafilu mincha yish lahakel boze ayidei tzorach kitzas v'chin kasa b'sefer ma'amar Mordechai ukein zeh. Okay, ein ze kasa b'seif and bagin gibar v'zel shono mishin yochol l'shar shiyav v'mashatz modim yaskh lachar kedusha v'shem ispah b'aydei ze yochol l'haskin l'mashatz yomer kedusha. So the idea that Mishnah Berurah brings down over here is, as much as we said before that in an ideal sense one would go ahead and normally start Shmona Esrei only after one has answered Kaddish, but again there's room to be makel, there's room to be lenient and allow one to begin the recitation of Shmona Esrei together with the shliach tzibor. Halacha gimel, yochid ha'omid b'tfila. So let's say a person is a little bit behind the tzibor, and when he gets up to kiddusha and shmona esrei in his private shmona esrei, the tzibor is up to the kiddusha ultimately in uvalet zion. So the halacha is eino omer kadosh imahem, so he may not say kadosh together with them. She'ein hakiddushos shavos. Because even though technically speaking he's up to the area, he's up to the makom, the spot of kiddusha, and they're also reciting kiddusha, it's two different kiddushos. So because of that, he may not answer together with them. V'nira du'adim hayatzibor om keser shinomer imam kadosh el yishtok v'yichavin mash om midishomeh kohen. Furthermore, again, the Mishnah Berurah says the same idea if they were saying keser. Now what he's referring to over here, what he's referring to over here is, let's say I'm davening Shachris, and the tzibor is up to Musaf. So they're up to Kaddish in Musaf. I'm up to the section of Shmona Esrei of Kaddish in Shachris. So the Havamina, I would have thought that perhaps I could answer together with them. The Halacha tells me, no, I cannot, because it's two separate Kiddushos. So the Mishnah Berurah says over here, Keser in Sitka and Tazayin, Hanalib Nei Salman Ashkenaz, Hunar Yitzcha, Vatam Mechaber, the reason for this is Mishum De'eno Omeit Imohem Be'inyon Echad, Shehem Omdim B'Musaf, Hu Omeit B'Shachris. So the idea that the halacha is trying to express to me is that although the tzibor may be up to kiddusha, the only license I have, if I'm up to the same place as the tzibor to answer kiddusha, is when the tzibor and I are reciting the same exact kiddusha. But if I'm in musaf, if I'm in shachris and they're in musaf, I may not answer. Rather, again, says the mechaber, I should be quiet and have kavona, listen to what they're saying, and remember, I could be yotzei their kiddusha through shomea ka'una. Haga, beish omim de kiddushas keser, hainu kiddushas musaf, vayochim espalo shachris, yuchal lomar imoim. The shneim kedusha shmona esrei kedushas on shav v'chein nirali ikar. So Ramah disagrees with the mechaber. The Ramah says no. I understand if I'm davening shmona esrei and the tzibur is up to the kedusha v'valat zion, so it's understandable that I can't answer that kedusha because it's two different kedushas. But if I'm up to Shachris, and the tzibor is up to Musaf, so I am permitted to answer Kedusha together with the tzibor, for the simple reason that it's both considered to be Kedusha. Even though one is Shachris, one is Musaf, it's Kedusha of Shmona Esrei, and therefore the Ramah paskins ultimately that one is permitted to go ahead and answer that Kedusha with the tzibor. But so let's continue now in Simen Kuf Yud. Shulchan Aruch writes Sipal, B'shas Hadchak, and if a person has an extenuating circumstance, for example, a person is traveling, or a person is standing in a place where he cannot concentrate properly, and he's concerned that he'll either get interrupted or he won't be able to have proper kavana to daven the entire Shmona Esrei, So here the Shulchan Aruch discusses over here the idea that one could go ahead and recite the bracha of Havinenu. So the bracha of Havinenu is a truncated form of Shmona Esrei that is comprised of the first three brachos, the last three brachos, and the middle 13 brachos are condensed into one paragraph. It's a shortened form of Shmona Esrei that is considered to be a halachically valid Shmona Esrei. So therefore, one davens mispalo shalosh achar shalosh rishonos havinenu v'omer achar shalosh achronos v'zarach l'omra mu'umad. But one should recite havinenu standing up. However, u'kashiyagir lebeiso intzarach l'achshol esbanu. This is very important to halacha. When let's say I get to my destination, I don't have an obligation to daven a regular Shmona Esrei again. Why? Because Havinenu counts as an actual Shmona Esrei. Ve'eino mispalal Havinenu b'yimos ha'gesham v'lo b'motzei Shabbos v'yom tov. However, one cannot recite Havinenu during the rainy season. Now, during the rainy season, what the Mishnah Berurah explains over here, b'mnei she'tzarach lomar, it's in Sifkot and Hay, b'mnei she'tzarach lomar v'sein talumot l'vracha b'birchas ha'shonim. The idea is that during the rainy season, one has to say the same talumot livracha, and Havinenu does not leave room for additional insertions. Therefore, again, if the obligation is to daven a basic Shmona Esrei, or it's a time of year where one could get by with a basic Shmona Esrei, then Havinenu works. If there are required insertions, then Havinenu will not work. Similarly, the lo b'matzei Shabbos Yom Tov, similarly, one also can't daven Havinenu. One also can't daven Havinenu in Amatzi Shabbos. And the reason for that is the reason because of Atachan Antonu. You can, same way you can't insert the same Talamot Livracha, you also can't insert Atachan Antonu. So because of this, one would not daven Havinenu again during the rainy season and ultimately on Matzi Shabbos as well. So the Shulchan Aruch goes on, Halacha Beis, Hapolim shows, now, just as an aside, the conventional wisdom is that since, unfortunately, we generally don't have the requisite kavana for Shmona Esrei, that the use of Havinenu, I should say Havinenu has kind of fallen into disuse, because Havinenu was really made under the assumption that people normally have kavana when they're davening the regular Shmona Esrei, and in the event that one can't have proper kavana for regular Shmona Esrei, here is a backup Shmona Esrei. But unfortunately, the conventional wisdom seems to be that because kavana has been compromised in general, therefore, again, one should just simply go ahead and say the regular Shmona Esrei, even if, unfortunately, it will be with a little less kavana. Mishnah Shulchan Aruch goes on and says the following, Sif Beis, Hapolim Sh'osim Malacha Itzabal. If workers are working for a balabas, meaning if they work for food, so they get fed on the job, and that's their wages. So the idea over here is they are permitted to daven a regular Shmona Esrei, but they don't make a minyan and they don't duchen. So the idea over here is if I'm on the job, so the Shulchan Aruch is telling me if I don't get paid, let's say hourly, or I didn't get paid a wage, but I get paid food, so then there's an understanding that I'm permitted to daven. So I could daven a regular Shmona Esrei, I don't have to daven a Havinenu, but I'm not supposed to make a minyan or start duchening. So meaning I'm supposed to daven, but I'm supposed to curtail my davening in a way that does not impact my ability to go ahead and produce for the balabais. He goes on, he says, but again, if ultimately the workers are given a wage, right, if they're given a salary, then the halacha is mispalel havinenu. Then the workers daven havinenu. And the Mishnah Berurah says over here, if you look in Sef Kot and Yud, he says, inosein, ki az makpida balabais, in his akful ispal kol shmona esrei. So the idea over here is because if the balabas is paying them a wage and they're going to start davening a regular shmona, so that's going to cut into their work time, and therefore the balabas is makbid on it, the employer is makbid on it, therefore they can only go out and daven a havinenu. So meaning, if he's only paying them with food, he's paying them meals, so the assumption is he's a little bit more lax with their time, and therefore it doesn't matter if they daven a regular shmona. So if he pays them a real wage, so then again he's makbid on their time, and therefore they can only daven a havinenu. Idna says the Shulchan Aruch, and now in derech lahakpid bekach umistam adaita dahachi maskirin osam shispal shmona esrei. But the Rambam says, but now Jewish employers are not as makbid on this, they're not as meticulous about this, and therefore it's understood that if I'm a Jewish employer, I'm hiring Jewish employees, that they're going to have time to daven on the job, and again, not necessarily to make a minyan, not necessarily to start duchening, but to daven a regular shmona esrei, and therefore again, they do not have to go ahead and daven a havinenu. So he goes on, he says, so the Shulchan Aruch goes on, Siv Gimel, Haholich b'mokom gidu dechaya balistim. If a person is traveling, a person is going in a place that's very dangerous, the wild animals or robbers, mispala tzarche amcha merubim. So it's what he's referring to over here is the following. The Torah actually quotes from the Gemara Maseches Brachos. So the Torah quotes this in its entirety. So Allah, the Torah says the following: Haholich b'makom gidu dechayis v'listim mispal tefila k'tzar v'zenusla. If somebody's walking in a dangerous place, there are animals or robbers, he davens a short prayer, and this is the text: Tzarchei amcha Yisrael merubim. The needs of Klal Yisrael are great. The daitom kitzara. But their intellect is limited. In other words, we have so many needs, yet we don't always possess the full capacity to ask for them in the right way. So, Kadosh Baruch Hu, give each and every one of us what we need. And for each and every one of our bodies, restore us for what we are deficient. And whatever is good, please, whatever is good in your eyes, please do. Baruch atah Hashem, shomea tefila. Blessed are you, Hashem, or Hashem, you are the source of all blessing. Shomea tefila, hearer of all prayers. So this is talking about a situation where a person is in a dangerous situation, has not yet daven shmona esra, yet needs to daven, but can't even daven a havininu. So in this case, you daven even this further truncated tefillah called tzarche amcha merubim. What's that? And goes on. Ve'inu tzarech lo l'shalosh rishonos lo l'shalosh achronos. This does not require the first three brachos, the last three brachos. Umispalel osa baderech kishu mahalich. And you can even say this tefillah while walking. V'miochol la'amod omeid. But if you're able to stop for 2 seconds to be able to say it, that's even better. However, this, as opposed to havinenu, remember, we still have havinenu, that once you daven havinenu, even though it's a truncated form, even when you reach your destination, you need not daven again. That is different in this case. But when you reach your destination and your mind is settled, you go back and you daven a regular shmona esrei. Meaning the idea over here is, this is kind of like a placeholder. So this allows you to satisfy a basic, limited tefillah obligation in some way, but does not discharge your obligation. Therefore, once you get to your destination, you have to daven a regular tefillah. And if upon reaching your destination, you did not daven again, then we count it as if you forgot to daven. And then again, the laws of tashlumin, the laws of the makeup tefillah kick in, and one would be obligated to recite a tefillah tashlumin at that point. Right, so we will stop. We'll pick up with Sif Dalid tomorrow. Wishing everyone a wonderful day.